This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
I don't know what it is that Miguel's taking there, but I'd like a couple of bottles of it, really. Do you even read about sightings anymore, Miguel?
Not really. Maybe from old books and the occasional thing that appears on the internet. Obviously, as a news administrator for the Daily Grail, I do need to keep my nose to the ground to see what's new.
Okay, well, here's something you might be interested in then. Back in October last year, 2017, about 4:30 p.m. near the California-Oregon border, there was a mystery aircraft. They don't know if it was an aircraft or exactly what it was, but it was spotted visually by airline pilots and tracked on radar, not with a transponder, but just like a rogue aircraft. They call it an intruder, and it was traveling north to south between locales in California and Nevada and cities like Portland and Seattle and beyond. It was recorded on air traffic control audio and eventually got confirmations from both the FAA and NORAD. There's audio recordings of this indicates many communications between various passenger jets and the Seattle Center, whose controllers tried to track it as it made its way north towards the Willamette Valley. And NORAD also said that the incident eventually did result in F-15s from Portland being scrambled to investigate. But by the time they got there and looked around, the mystery aircraft couldn't be found. Now, F-15s are pretty sophisticated pieces of machinery that can get places really fast and detect things very accurately at long distances. You don't get away from them very easily. So whatever this thing was, it was something fairly unusual. We don't know that it was a UFO. It may have just been some sort of secret spy plane from another country, but nobody seems to know what it was. And I found it very interesting that this report could go sort of unnoticed by so many people when it actually has transcripts and audio recordings and was admitted by NORAD that they sent up F-15s to try and track the thing down and chase it, but couldn't get to it. There's a sighting for you.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting sighting.
Yeah, you can check it out. There's this, I don't know if we can say, you know, promote other websites, but it first popped up on a site called The War Zone, so you could probably go there and look it up. This is like a site that features a lot of military type of aficionados, so you can take it pretty seriously. It seems like this really did happen. I think it's one of the more interesting sightings that's taken place, say, you know, within the last 6 months kind of thing.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think that Billy Cox, he's the boy Colin, also brought this up. He also brought the investigation that was conducted by those guys in that other website, the War Zone. And yeah, I mean, this is interesting.
A case like this, we're not dealing with hallucinations or collective unconscious or some sort of manifestation because you
don't
people.
Those, I mean, I don't think one.
Well,
thing
how?
Is the offer.
I kind of do. I think when you've got something being tracked on radar by multiple sources, and you're not thinking of UFOs in the first place, and you see one, what sort of stimulus is there for someone to suddenly conjure up in their mind a strange flying object that can be picked up on radar? I think that's a real stretch.
I don't know. I mean, there was those other cases from the To the Stars release, right? You know, the USS Nimitz case. And in that case, the pilots saw the object, but it wasn't picked up by radar. So are we saying that a radar, therefore, is more reliable and more trustworthy than a human being? I'm not sure if I'm willing to go and accept that.
And I wouldn't say that necessarily. I think we have radar and that they send pilots up for visual confirmation.
Here's what I think. I think that what we need to move forward is this dichotomy. This dichotomy between what we're saying, yeah, this the There is an outside objective world that is outside of our skulls, and there is, you know, our inner world, you know, that is in our minds, and our minds only. What I think that is going to be the next leap in science is to the admittance that consciousness and intelligence is everything. Consciousness precludes matter. Consciousness and information are the true building blocks of reality.
Oh, okay. And I think Hang on there. What do you mean by consciousness precludes matter? Like, explain that one. Because I think some people might not get that.
And it's difficult to go around it. But I think that when I started to entertain that idea is when I read Jacques Vallée's Messengers of Deception, which I think is, guys, if you have a list of must-read UFO books, Messengers of Deception has to be at least in the top five. Really. Why? Not because of what he writes about, you know, these UFO cults and these many ways in which the UFO phenomenon can be used to deceive the populace. You know, that was interesting. But it wasn't as interesting as the things that he got into by the end of the book when he was having these dumbfounding synchronicities when he was investigating the Melchizedek UFO cults. And when he was investigating those cults, you know, he got into a taxi cab in San Francisco, and when he asked for a receipt, he got it from the driver, and the name of the driver was Melchizedek. And he looked in the yellow pages of San Francisco, and apparently there was kind of like only a dozen of people in that city with that name. So pretty mind-boggling synchronicity, and he began to entertain these physics theories of information in which it posits that information is more important, is more fundamental than time, space, and energy into the actual creation of reality. So he's not alone in this, Randall. There are a whole lot of cutting-edge scientists. Obviously, these guys tend to be pretty old, because you can only go into such heresies, into these affronts to the materialistic model of science, when you are pretty much untouchable, when you have a Nobel Prize in your sleeve, you know, behind on your belt.
That's sort of a bit of, I just interject here a little bit, because before we move on through too many related concepts, it's just because people have notoriety and credentials doesn't necessarily mean they're correct. So
true.
Now with the case with Vallée, he's a genuine astronomer. He's
and a computer scientist.
That's right, and a computer scientist. So he's naturally going to be drawn towards ideas like information as reality. And these are all very interesting. But if we start to say something like consciousness comes before the material world, then what exactly are we saying? Are we saying that without consciousness, there would be no material world?
Yeah, we're saying that. We're saying that the universe is conscious. Everything in the universe is conscious. Everything.
And what kind of evidence is there for that?
We're into a panpsychist model.
Yeah, and that's pretty sort of... that's getting out there in terms of any kind of...
We are traditional materialists who don't want to go that way. I'm going to say, okay, you know, just humans are special because humans have this, you know, inner life of the mind. But, you know, this desk that are near me doesn't have that, you know, or the chair that are near it. But then again, you know, all these things are made out of atoms that were spewed out by the same star.
Right. Well, like I would say, okay, we know the universe is, at least the one we're in now, is, you know, on the order of several billion years old, and that people didn't even exist. So there, at one point, there was no consciousness in the universe.
But no
human
the universe
must, but the, there was no humans around to be conscious. The
okay, so
Earth didn't even exist.
The only conscious entities in the universe?
Well, what are we saying?
The sun is conscious, too.
That's pretty much nonsense.
I have no problem entertaining. Even the Japanese have no problem entertaining the idea that immaterial objects have a soul.
Hey, let's continue this.
in our next segment with Red Pill Junkie. J. Randall Murphy and Gene, you're in.
Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
He must ask that question. You never know what the answer is. Miguel, would you continue?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying I'm right, Randall. I'm saying that I'm more than willing to entertain these ideas that, you know, objects or things that we things are immaterial, are dead, devoid of consciousness, may be conscious in some way that we don't understand.
I think,
you know,
that's
like, for example, the sun or the earth itself, Gaia. You know, I'm not the first person who will entertain the possibility that the UFO phenomenon is some kind of manifestation from the Gaia consciousness, the planetary consciousness of the earth.
What we're doing there is we're anthropomorphizing objects and deifying objects, and that's something that only can take place when you've got a conscious mind.
You know, but showing respect to objects. You know, there was this guy, I don't remember his name, he was a Japanese designer, very important designer. He was the guy who designed the bullet train and also the famous Kikkoman's soy sauce bottle, right? Before he became a designer, and all, he was a Zen monk. And he actually managed to survive the Nagasaki nuclear bombing in 1945. And he said that when he was walking through the debris remains of this city that was totally obliterated, that he saw, you know, all the remains of objects like, I don't know, cars or houses or, you know, furniture. And maybe he was in a state of derangement, you know, you will say that. But he claimed that he could see the cries, he could hear the cries of these objects that were now deprived of their having the chance to serve a purpose. You know, and I found that so moving, mainly because I'm also an industrial designer, you know, and I know how much love and how much intent I put into the things that I design, you know, every day in my day work.
That's poetic and it's symbolic.
Maybe not just poetic. Maybe there's something to things, objects that we wear or that we have close to us, and that maybe they are imbued with some kind of inner life. We know that there are people or psychics who claim to hold an object that may have some kind of history, you know, like maybe some kind of family heirloom. No, then your grandmother's earrings, for example, and they hold the object and they manage to retrieve some kind of information. You can either believe that or don't, but I find that idea fascinating. What is this possibility, you know, that material objects, material matter may be able to store information just as well as the human brain is capable of storing information?
Well, we've got microchips that store information, but that's a different sort of thing.
I don't know. Is it?
Sure it is, because they're engineered to be able to store information.
Okay, they're engineered to easily retrieve that information. Everybody can do it if you have the right operating system. What if psychics run on a different operating system than most of us?
Well, when we get into psychics, that gets to be pretty controversial. What I will say, though,
man, you know, you can't stay in the materialistic side of ufology forever. I feel at least that you can't. Otherwise, you miss so much.
What I would say, however, and I would completely agree with, in terms of consciousness coming before the material, is that our creative mind has to come up with the idea first. And when it's in our consciousness, and we don't really know what consciousness is yet at this point, or at least what it's made of, or how it comes into being, but we do know that we have to have an idea first before we can actually realize it in the material world. That's very
sometimes,
true.
Sometimes those ideas come in very non-ordinary ways, right? I mean, we have history after history in science of all these brilliant thinkers who have that famous eureka moment, you know, in which you can almost say that they receive the information from elsewhere. One example, the chemist Kekulé, who had this dream one night of seeing this serpent that was eating its own tail. And he realized that image was the perfect symbol of the molecule for benzene, which he was studying, you know. So where did that come from?
The mind associates patterns. It's an incredible thing. And people like yourself who are creative, I've got some of that as well. It's not like I don't appreciate what you're saying, but I also always have to ask myself, well, you know, where is the real evidence for that? And how well does it stack up in terms of critical thinking? So I have to do that. Maybe you're a little more freeform.
What do we say when, you know, someone like Francis Crick, Nobel Prize winner, you know, co-discoverer of the DNA double helix, and he credited LSD to be almost like the vital tool for him to dream up this double helix.
That's not the first time I've heard that. Back in my teens, when I was an aspiring rock musician, one of my guitar mentors was a bit older than me and into the sort of drug culture. He confided in me, and it's okay to tell this story now, and I don't have to mention names, that he had taken peyote, and he'd had a vision of his whole life unfolding from its past into its future, and he said he knew how he was going to die, and the way that it unfolded was exactly like a couple of film strips, he said, that were wrapped around each other in this pattern that he described as, I later realized, was a double helix. So this I find very fascinating, that people do have these insightful moments that are difficult to explain in normal psychology. We can say, well, our brain is an amazingly creative thing that is pretty much on all the time, whether we know it or not. It seeks out ways to understand the world, and I think that this is a natural expression of the way our minds work. Hey, this reminds me, what do you think of the Mandela effect? Because we had a bit of a discussion about that on the forum and a couple of episodes ago, and this kind of gets into all of that. You know what I'm talking about there?
It's not the Mandela effect, man. It's the Mengele effect. you didn't watch that X-Files episode?
I still haven't seen it, actually.
Oh, man. So good.
I know Gene told me about it, but I don't have cable.
So good.
You know, how do you think that might fit into all of this? Because
I do feel that in that instance, it's more of a showing our unreliable memories. There is a quote by Milan Kundera, who wrote The Insufferable Lightness of Being, that says, memory is not the opposite of forgetting. Memory is a way of forgetting, meaning that the idea is that when you try to remember something, it's not like you're retrieving it from some kind of like storage in your mental hard drive. You are creating that moment out of nothing, you know, this remembrance. And the problem is that every time you do that, the remembrance becomes ever more distorted. The more you try to remember your wedding night or the color of your mother's eyes, the more distorted that memory gets. So about the Mandela effect, I feel right now that it's not really so much evidence of, you know, that we're moving between parallel realities.
More to come with Gene, Miguel, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, if I don't say anything, Randall will always take over saying the Paracast.
It's just there's more than a 300 millisecond delay. I'm in there.
Yeah, I sure did. Let us continue.
So, Mandela effect, you know, I don't feel there is, you know, it's evidence that, yeah, we move from a different parallel universe or that, you know, the guys who are running our simulation, you know, decided to pull a fast one over us. And although that's an interesting, funny thing to entertain. Although I do wonder if a person is able to go through different aspects of their lives in the multiverse when you're dreaming, you know, because I have a very rich dream life. You know, I've experienced lucid dreams several times. I've experienced dreams in which I feel I have died. You know, sometimes I dreamed that I was kind of like a guerrilla fighter and my squad was cut by the army. And we were executed, you know, and I remember waking up sobbing, you know, bawling over, you know, this loss of being deprived of my own life, you know, such an early age. So I don't know, you know, is that just the product of my mind or is some of that information coming from elsewhere?
That's a really good question. The older I've gotten, the stranger my dreams have gotten, where the imagery and places and settings will be part of the picture that I have no idea why my mind would conjure it up. I mean, it's not related to anything in my life that I've recently seen or thought about or anything else. In fact, sometimes it's completely so out of character for me. I go, what the heck is going on with my dream mechanism?
Yeah. There's also something that I've experienced many, many nights when I probably are in some kind of hypnagogic state, right? You know, between waking up and and dreamlike. But I'm conscious that I'm lying on the bed. It's dark, and that I'm seeing into my ceiling, and I see these sort of weird color mandalas, you know, that are, you know, kind of like moving towards me. And sometimes those mandalas form letters and mathematical symbols. I don't know what the hell that is. I know there's a name for that, that it's called entoptic phenomena. But other than that, I don't know if it's a result of some kind of like endogenous secretion of DMT while being in some kind of a relaxed state. I don't know if the mothership is trying to beam up some kind of like secret formula into my brain. I'm just too stupid or too, you know, my operating system is just not upgraded enough to actually get it or, you know, decrypt it.
Well, you see, you've got to use Macs. You can't use Windows.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, did Apple pay you for that, Gene?
I wish they would, but, you know, we have to be a multi-million-dollar corporation to get advertising from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're pretty humble, but from the stuff that I've seen and listened to you, I think you're definitely one of the more creative and intelligent people on the scene. And I would say that these visions and dream interpretations are a product of your quite brilliant mind, actually. The way that you think of things and imagine things and being a visual artist, it's going to express itself in that way. And that it's just you're just lucky to be able to do it, whereas other people simply just don't have the ability. I ran across a really interesting thing not too long ago. There's a condition called aphantasia, where people, they don't have the ability to visualize. For me, and I imagine for you as well, I can't even imagine how I could communicate if I wasn't able to visualize what I'm thinking.
Wow.
How could people even function? I guess they do, but for us who think in pictures and communicate through pictures into vocal language, without that filter there, I'm not even sure how I would form a sentence. I mean, I can visualize sound as well as imagery, but these people, they just don't have that ability, and yet they somehow function in the world.
That's interesting, yeah, because, I mean, think about language. I mean, language, Terence McKenna said, it's the crudest and most inefficient form of telepathy that's out there. You know, we're trying to convey complex terms using grounds that are coming out of the same hole that we used to eat, right? But all those grounds are supposed to coalesce and unite in specific ways in order to create this idea into the mind of the people you're communicating with. For example, if I say to you pink elephant, it's almost inevitable for you guys to go with that image in your head.
Yeah, there it is. I can see it now. Or if I, you know, someone says, I just bought a red Ferrari, you've got it. You know, you know, in my case, there's a blonde in the passenger seat too, but.
Why not red haired? Why not brunette?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it goes back to a National Lampoon Vacation, possibly. It could be something to do with that.
Which, you know, brings us back to that idea that when people communicate with aliens, they do so telepathically, and yet this telepathy seems to be primordially oral, right? Like they're listening to this voice inside of their heads. And I've always thought that that shouldn't be the way in which telepathy works. I think that telepathy should work in the way of more like transmitting images into the mind of the recipient instead of, you know, words. Otherwise, aren't you missing the beauty of the medium of, you know, you're literally going without making the noises that are picked up by the ear of the person, and then those sounds are, you know, translated into some kind of like, you know, vibrations that are decoded by the brain of the recipient. Wouldn't it be more efficient to go, instead of saying red Ferrari, to bam, you know, transmit that image directly into the mind of the recipient? I think that's even the way that people who go into all these things about remote viewing try to condition their brains.
I think some people do have that type of an experience when you go back to some of the uses of hallucinogens, for example. I mean, that isn't telepathy, but I think the kind of messages that they get from the experience are often very visual and symbolic in nature and don't involve any type of, a lecture from a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had any kind of telepathic experience?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know that I've experienced in a few occasions, a moment in which you are so synced with another person that, for example, an employer of mine, that we're coming up with a design and we are so, we know each other's so well, our taste, our way of thinking, our way of solving solutions in design, that, the moment that he comes up with something, I can almost, finish it up for him, because we're synced up that way. We're thinking kind of like in the same lines.
Right. You're on the same wave.
We're on the same wave. I don't know if that will be akin to telepathy, but maybe it's a good approximation. I also know that there are people who, they manage to watch someone in a crowded place, and then, unexpectedly, that someone, raises their side, and they connect, that what makes you feel, that feeling. I think everybody has felt it, that someone is watching, and you turn your gaze, and yes, someone is actually, looking at you directly.
Well, someone is going to watch us from the network if we don't break. With Gene, Miguel, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The Man of a Thousand Voices, Red Pill Junkie, as we continue. I want to throw out something totally left field, but it relates to something that you mentioned, and that is alien artifacts?
Well, yeah, I mean, it relates to the things that we've discussed, like, for example, implants as possible apports, you know, psychic apports. I think for me, the most interesting thing that we extracted from that famous New York Times article was that very brief, almost, you know, deceptionally brief mention of those alloys that were stored by Bigelow in this facility that apparently he needed to expand or build ex-professo to keep in these alloys. And, you know, just the one really short sentence, and it was like, what? I mean, what is this? And it reminded me of an interview that I managed to have with the one and only Jacques Vallée last year, you know. My friends on the podcast, the Grimerica Show, have him on his show, and they were kind enough to invite me to be, you know, like, tag along and actually, you know, ask some questions to Dr. Vallée. And when he went about these ejecta that he's managed to try to study using the spectrographs that his friends in Silicon Valley have, and the things that he managed to study and discover about these fascinating metal materials, it kind of like rang a bell, because here's what he told us, you know. He told us that, you know, what they discovered is that these alloys or these, you know, metallic samples are neither of meteoric origin, you know, they didn't come from some kind of meteor from Mars or another extraterrestrial place and crashed down on Earth and someone retrieved them. And they weren't also, you know, common, you know, metal samples that were manufactured in some, you know, plant in the United States or whatever. What they discovered is that this isotope ratio of these samples was very peculiar, almost as if these materials had been re-engineered at the molecular level. And I don't know for why, but at that point, something rang a bell inside of me. And then that's when I asked him, you know, Dr. Vallée, does this mean that the evidence you have retrieved and what you're discovering, does it suggest that we are dealing with an agency or an intelligence that is capable of transforming energy into matter and vice versa. And, you know, almost fell out of my chair when he said, oh, yes. I mean, we are beyond, you know, speculation with this. We can say without a doubt that is the case. And if we accept that, Gene and Randall, then we're saying that maybe the UFO phenomenon is some kind of like agency that comes from some other aspect of our reality. And once they want to interact with us, they can create out of thin air anything they need in order to do that interaction. They can create, you know, some kind of like disc-shaped craft that is apparently made out of metal. Maybe they can create an automobile, you know, one of those classic black automobiles that the men in black were seen riding on. Maybe they can even create humanoid bodies, you know, and that maybe that's the reason why those bodies or those men in black seem to be almost like automatons, and there wasn't something quite right about them, if they were moving cadavers. You know, I'm a gamer, right? And I like playing video games. And when I think about these things, I think about how when you are playing a video game, you know, you are playing, I don't know, whatever, first person shooter or whatever. First, there is that avatar inside of the game, which you are using to interact with the game, that is created out of, you know, the pixels that are, you know, part of the game structure. And then when you need a weapon, you know, it manifests right in front of your eyes. And when you don't need it anymore, it disappears. So that is the kind of things that suggest me that, you know, those things that they retrieved and they started to study on those Pentagon papers, they probably confused them more than, you know, they gave them answers about, oh, yeah, this is the kind of, like, alloy that we need to make a spacecraft that can go at faster than light speed.
Well, we can always have warp drive or we can have stargates. I still like the stargate concept.
Yeah.
You don't have to take off anywhere. You just walk into the wormhole and your atoms and molecules are shifted around and you come out on the other side and that's it. And yeah. It takes, what, 30 seconds?
I like the David Lynch concept on that Dune movie of his, in which the guild navigators used the spice melange, this kind of like drug-like substance that was also used to expand human consciousness and human lifespan in order to fold space itself around the craft.
Right. I think in Star Trek, the reboot here, we've got some kind of
the spore drive.
Yeah, which is kind of different. I'm not sure I like it that much, but at least it's creative.
It's very creative. And also the guy who is in that show, you know, the guy who is running that spore drive is named after an actual scientist, an actual mycologist, Paul Stamets.
That's interesting.
You're referring here to the Star Trek Discovery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't decided to pay a monthly fee to get that CBS All Access. Yeah, it may be available differently in Canada or Mexico.
It was available on Netflix here in Mexico.
Ah, I'm being cheated.
You know what? You know, wait until you can get it, Gene, but do watch it because it's really worth it.
I'm hoping then next year maybe I can get it at Netflix because I'm running out of things to watch on Netflix. I saw Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to watch The Punisher, which is a pretty raw kind of show. It's based on a Marvel comic book character who becomes an Avenger after his family is killed. And then, of course, there's Longmire, and that's about a sheriff in a small town in Montana. And he has conflicts with the Native American reservation adjacent to this town. So that's kind of a fun show because we have Starbuck as the co-star. Anyway, let's get back to the real world. I don't know. I mean, every time we hear stories about, well, we've got an alien artifact or some alloy here, and it just never seems to come to anything. There's always some kind of question about it. It never seems to end up being anything compelling. The photographs can be faked, and we always hear stories about that. And so we don't have that. We have those original radar visual sightings, but we don't have many of those anymore.
Well, maybe because we're looking into these artifacts from the wrong angle, right? Like, for example, when they first analyzed those metal samples back in the, I don't know, the 50s, the 60s or whatever, yeah, they discovered that they were composed of a very pure magnesium, you know, which was interesting, but it wasn't like, you know, proof that it came from an extraterrestrial craft, because what you want there is some kind of like metal that is not, I don't know, in the periodic table, that is not available on Earth. You know, you want to find an unobtainium, you know. So when you find, you know, kind of like almost 96% pure magnesium, you say, well, that's interesting, but it's not really what I was looking for. The same when people were looking into the pancakes of Mr. Joe Simonton, you know, those that were given to him by these, what he called like Italian-looking ufonauts that, you know, start bothered him when he was working on his chicken farm, and they requested some water, and as payment, he asked for some of those pancakes they were cooking inside of their craft.
And I'll tell you something about those pancakes. I understand they tasted terrible. E.T. Yeah. is not very good when it comes to cooking Earth foods. RPJ, J. Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.